day, ladies and gentlemen. Wayne Elliott here today as your honored guest host again. My pleasure to be back with you again today. And I hope you are doing well, and I hope you have time to enjoy the show. We have a very special first guest today. I'll get into that in a moment, but wanted as well, on behalf of Daniel and Catherine and Jay and all the folks at the Power Hour and Power Mall, very dedicated folks, as you know, wanted to thank you on their behalf for your support to the Power Mall and your support listening in to the Power Hour radio program. Before too long, Daniel will be back more regularly, I'm told. Between having babies and procreating, he and Tristan, he's been very busy with many things, so he'll be back more regularly soon. In the meantime, it's my pleasure, as I said, to be with you today. There's a great sale on, a site-wide sale at the Power Mall, all products 10% off, and this sale is good through, I believe, through at least half of May, if not all of May. So it's a great time to order something that you usually order, or order something new that you'd like to try and get that discount. Excuse me. In addition, today we're going to have a major giveaway for everyone that buys a large bottle of the Strauss Heart Drops. You will get a free of your choice, a free REM sleep for sleeping disorders. Great formula. I have a lot of experience with it and was involved in all the testing and so forth over the last couple of years. That's REM sleep and Tranquil, a product called Tranquil. Both natural products, vitamins, minerals, and so forth, expertly crafted by Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer. Tranquil is for anxiety. And again, very safe, successful product. There's a lot of anxiety going on today, folks. We recognize that. The Power Hour, Power Mall recognizes that. Folks are without their jobs just now, without their income perhaps. Harder times, things are closed, they're open. Here in Canada, it's really been a roller coaster. Just now, my province that I'm in, on Ontario, we're in the end of the first week of a six-week lockdown that just started, as I say, a few days ago. With infection numbers of COVID climbing and so forth, the province is locked down for another 6 weeks. Just a terrible situation for so many people and small retailers, and very, very tough situation. So there's lots of anxiety today and things to be anxious about. We have to do our best to try and stay ahead of that, or else it can lead to worse and into depression. And so we have to look after ourselves, body and mind. And if you're having any issues at all, or one of your loved ones, this Tranquil is the cat's meow, just a great formula. And REM sleep is the most successful sleep formula I have ever seen or heard of. One of the unique things about it is it doesn't, and this is after two full years now of trials, it does not require you to take extra at some point. Its effectiveness doesn't wear off on you. The people that started the program, the very first one was a former U.S. Army captain, now living in Canada, actually, with PTSD and terrible, terrible sleeping disorders when I met him over 2 years ago. And he sleeps like a baby to this day. He takes two capsules only an hour or so before his bedtime. I've never spoken to anybody of the 45 people in the study I was involved in. The test study, that had to take more at any time. They find their own dosage level. One fella takes one, which is it's below the suggested minimum. They suggest two to three. And one of the smaller fellows, over 70 years old, he takes the full five, which is considered the maximum dose. So it's an individual thing. We're all different. And oftentimes, along with anxiety, comes sleep difficulties. And, of course, if your sleep difficulties arise from needing to get up to use the bathroom, the washroom, too often through the night, like used to be the case for me, was the case for my mom, the Strauss bladder formula and the Strauss kidney formula, and for men, the Strauss prostate formula, are just great products, 100% safe, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So if you don't like them or you don't think they work for you, just get your money back. You can't go wrong. So all these great products and many others are available at the Power Mall. And so remember today during the show, any orders for a large bottle of Strauss Heart Drops, you can get a free Tranquil or REM sleep, whichever you choose. And if not for you, maybe for a loved one or dear friend that that is struggling with one of those issues, and you might be able to help them. So great to be with you. Now, our first guest today for the first hour is a gentleman named James Ewells. James is somewhat a famous person in the recycling world as president of Raw Materials Company here in Canada. This company has the world's best demonstrated technology to recycle alkaline, or the single-use consumer batteries, household batteries as they're sometimes called, like we use in our TV controllers and flashlights and kids' toys and so forth. Unless they're rechargeables, James's company does the best job in the world with the highest recycling rate at over 90% of the battery and all its materials. In a process invented in-house by James and his team, and quite the accomplishment. These single-use, non-rechargeable household batteries comprise about 85% of all household batteries, all the batteries that we consumers buy. James is on many recycling committees and advisory councils over many years, way too many to name. But to everything from electric vehicles to legislative changes in the environmental world, he is a true expert with decades experience. James Ewells. James, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, great, Rains. Great to be here.
Oh, we appreciate your time. I know you're busier than a one-arm paper hanger, so I appreciate you taking the time out for us today. I thought the folks might be interested in what happens to these small batteries that, unfortunately, James, apparently approximately 95 or 98% of which continue to go into the kitchen catcher and the garbage and into our unprotected municipal landfills. James, tell us, you've told me this, what's the one solid premise and goal when the Raw Materials Company started decades ago? What was kind of their main mandate?
You know, the original vision was to collect and recycle all of the consumer use batteries in a way that was environmentally beneficial to the planet. You know, I think over the last 20 years, we've gone a long way towards setting the framework to achieve those goals.
Well, it's to keep these batteries out of unprotected landfills, I suppose, James.
Well, certainly. I mean, there are many different types of batteries that are generated by consumers. Everybody knows they have a handful that they change out or use every year. And those different batteries contain different materials. Some of those batteries contain toxic materials. When these batteries with toxic materials get into the landfills, obviously that's a place where you don't want them to be. So the challenge is really to collect these materials from the public, keep them out of the environment, and recycle them in an environmentally beneficial way. The key driver between what we set out to do was the majority of these batteries that are collected when the public turns in their batteries are these single-use types batteries. So they're by far the largest volume from any consumer collections. And we felt the key to a successful battery recycling program was to deal with these batteries properly, because they were the largest volume collected under the recycling program, and to deal with them in a way that actually benefits the environment.
Yeah, well, you've sure, it's been a long road, I know, James, for you and Raw Materials Company. It's also been sort of a multi-decade research project in other areas as well, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're on our fourth generation of technology. We have a few patents on both our current technologies as well as previous technologies. And when we started out doing this, you know, the thoughts out there about a circular economy and how things need to progress forward for a variety of materials from an environmental perspective, we're still in their very much infancy. And, you know, some of the processes we started out with weren't the best, but, you know, they were the best we could do at the time based on our ideas and not so bright guys like myself could come up with at the time. But as the science improved and our research improved and our understanding improved, we improved our tech. And, you know, this long road has got us to what, you know, I would consider some of the best technology in the world now.
Well, that's obviously true, James. I know that your main product from that process is involved in a very large way in the U.S., the United States agriculture industry, and specifically with corn. It's quite incredible what you've told me with the quantity and with the product you generate from this patented recycling process. I understand that the farmers have experienced as much as 20 extra bushels of corn per acre using the product, that the main product that you make from recycling these batteries. So that's incredible. And James, there's two facts that kind of, as an environmentalist, which I've been most of my life, two facts that shock me. And the one was that, and I knew this, read this years ago, that 90-some-odd percent of the toxic materials that find their way into our municipal landfills from our homes and businesses and so forth into our local landfills, unprotected landfills, over 90% of the toxins come from batteries, from small, harmless-looking batteries. That was one thing that shocked me. The other is that there's apparently millions of tons per year of these batteries manufactured and used. So am I correct in saying that for decades and decades, millions of tons per year have been landfilled on the earth?
It's correct. All over the world, Wayne, you know, the batteries are going into disposal. And, you know, the challenge has been creating successful programs to capture these materials and keep them out of landfill. We've been working hard at that here, obviously, in our home country, Canada, and there have been some very good success on implementing the proper types of programs to make collections convenient to consumers and allow the ease of collections, because that's really the challenge, is to be able to get these batteries out of the homes and into places where they can be properly managed. You know, certainly, you know, batteries do, there are lead, as everybody knows, there's lead batteries in your car, but there are also lead batteries in other types of devices. There's nickel and cadmium batteries that are still available and circulating on the market, both which contain heavy metals. And these are things that you definitely do not want going into municipal landfills, you know, for the risk of potential toxins that could be released. So, you know, it's definitely best to capture the batteries and recycle them properly when that can be done. And I think, you know, we're on our way in several provinces and in Canada to setting up the proper framework to achieve that by having laws in our provincial and our provinces to collect and mandate and manage those batteries so that there is opportunity for the consumers to properly recycle them easily.
Well, I know you and your company have done that here in Ontario with over 5,000 collection sites. You have a school program. You work with the various household hazardous waste days. You work with municipalities, and I think you have your collections, special collections, right at homes, James, when two times a year when the batteries are to be changed in smoke detectors, spring and fall. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the partnered early on with our local municipality to run our first pilot for curbside collections to make sure it could be done safely and efficiently at the curbside. We did several thousand homes in our first experiment, so to speak, on this program. And then, you know, a year into that program, once we established the best methodologies on how to collect these and how to distribute and inform the public about these collections, we expanded to some larger municipalities, one of which was the Durham region. And actually, we received a Guinness Book of World Records for single-day battery collections as a result of that program from the Swana Association.
That's great. I mean, it certainly, over a long period of time, made some great efforts and great headways on right across the board, James, from collections starting at zero to now 50% or better than all the batteries are sold in Ontario. You've managed to collect half or better of them, and that's, I think, that rivals Belgium for best in the world, from what I read. So, James, I'm going to start with a difficult question. Over these past 20-plus years, what has been some of your biggest challenges as you've taken RMC from a startup in this field to North America's largest recycler of these single-use batteries? What's been your major challenges, and what challenges do you face yet today?
Well, definitely the challenges are, you know, as we kind of pointed out or spoke to earlier, is finding, a cost-effective, environmentally efficient technology to manage the majority of the materials that you collect from these collections, being the household alkaline batteries. The second challenge is then, you know, in most and or a lot of waste operations, many wastes are generated by industry and are controlled by government programs for how they have to be managed. In the case of batteries, a lot of them come from households, which are exempt from these requirements. So you really kind of need an effective way to reach out to the public, let them know how they can properly collect and prepare and submit these batteries so that they get properly recycled. So that is also a huge challenge. And the challenge is then, you know, when you're collecting these materials from the household, who's going to pay for it? Is it the government, or how does that get funded? Because homeowners, if they're collected at the municipality, they pay through their municipal tax program to manage that. But if that option isn't available to them, what do they do and where do they go? We've been working with company for the last little while now that runs these consumer collection programs called Call to Recycle. They have programs across Canada and across the U.S. To actually help with these types of collections and in areas where there isn't legislated collection requirements. The difficulty is again in the funding. If nobody's required to pay, then who pays for it? So those are the challenges with respect to the battery side of it. And with respect to what we do, being the majority of the batteries are collected, we needed to come up with an environmentally sound, cost-effective technology to manage the majority of the batteries, which is the alkaline batteries. And you know, these minerals that are contained in these batteries are valuable resources when handled properly. So we were able to separate the steel, which goes back into the local steel mills to produce steel for new appliances and vehicles. And we're able to extract the minerals, which get refined in further manufacturing as a feedstock or as a raw material to produce nutrients which are actually effective and safe and healthy for crops and allow them to grow, as you pointed out earlier, more produce or more production per acre from corn and other materials too as well.
I hear you, James. It always seems to come down to the money, but I like to do arithmetic and try and figure things out. I do a lot of that. And here's another kind of distressing fact on how we could do so much better in the world. By my figures, it would cost, if you did it by homeowner, it would cost about $1, maybe $1.50 per year in actual costs to manage, you know, a heck of a lot more of these batteries. In Ontario, the 50% that's still going into landfills. In other places, of course, it's much more, much higher percent. And when you put it in those terms, James, I just wonder if a government said, okay, citizens, it's going to cost you $1.50 a year. We're going to add it to your land taxes. Most of us wouldn't notice it, James, for a dollar. That's less than the price of a small cup of coffee at the drive-thru. And that would be the total cost of the year to handle the pound and a half or so per year that the average household generates. So it's you know, we ask where's the money. It's always a question, but it really is quite cheap per person if we were to have the programs in place and get closer to that 100%, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, in Ontario and a couple of other provinces here in Canada, they've come up with a way to do this or to fund this, and that's through a legislated program where these materials are required to be collected and managed properly. And then there is a small fee charged when you buy your batteries. It's pennies. To new batteries to fund the proper collection and management of this program. And, you know, myself as a resident, when I buy my batteries, I don't mind paying that little bit of fee to know that I have access to get these materials properly managed.
Yeah, I hear that, James. And, you know, as I say, when I keep thinking about the true cost per household, you know, it's you've got to have hope that that we'll keep doing better. On a worldwide basis, I think about things like our groundwater that's so important to us here in the world. Fresh water is, you know, is certainly required everywhere, and it's in short supply already in many places. So the thought of contaminating any that we have is a real step backwards. So I hope you can keep making progress with the research and development that your company continues to do, I take it you've done work in other battery chemistries and have you done any anything further? Do you research on the agricultural side at all? Is the company involved in any of that?
Yeah, absolutely. We continue to do R&D to you know, like any good company or any good company steward to make sure that we're delivering the best value as well as the best value for our shareholders and the best quality of product at the best cost-effective solutions for our customers. So we continue to invest in our progress. We're ISO 14001. We were one of the first ISO 14001 registered environmental companies in Canada over 20 years ago. That's kind of just points
well,
to
stop
to
there
we
and have a break for the commercial break, James. We'll be back after these words, folks. Thank you.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott with you today from the North Shore of Lake Erie, your honored Canadian guest host for the first hour. My pleasure to be with you with James Ewells today with, I think, a very interesting conversation about batteries and battery recycling. We all have some in our home and generate them. Smoke alarms, TV remotes, and so forth. All the kids' toys, my goodness. It used to be a thrill when I was young, James, to get a gift, Christmas gift that required batteries. That was really something back in the day.
Right.
I'm talking about 60 years ago. It's a different world today. You know, the other thing, James, and of course, I've been an environmentalist most of my life and been a recycler, mostly of steel, ships, and whatnot. But some of the things I love about recycling is that, first of all, when it comes to metal, any metal, copper, aluminum, brass, steel, cast iron, every single metal is infinitely recyclable. It can be your old car or farm tractor or barbecue tomato steak post today, and it goes through a steel mill furnace, and it can be made into coils for new cars or wire rope or structural steel and all the things we use it for. In fact, when it comes to metal, the world could not produce the amount of finished metal, steel and other metals, could not produce the quantity that we currently consume in the world if it were not for recycling. And, you know, the other thing that I've always liked about recycling, James, is it preserves those natural resources. And not only does it preserve and leave more ore in the ground and so forth, more coal and all the various metal ores, but it uses generally up to 80% less energy to manufacture new metal from scrap than it does from virgin ore. It's more environmentally friendly. So the benefits of metal recycling are huge and many, but some of these benefits, like preserving resources, when you hear about shortage of cobalt, James, and palladium and rhodium and platinum that are in the catalytic converters, well, at some point, if we don't recycle, we would run out. And for some of these metals, we would run out, or it would be even more precious than some of them are today. So there's really no downside. And over my years involved in recycling and watching as a citizen, it really is a process. You have to develop a market, a use for recycled materials, right? From newspapers were one of the first, newsprint, build that recycling capacity, build the markets for the. So these are long-term processes, and the world has certainly come a long way. We need to come a lot further with some things, I believe. But the benefits are so many. Now, if people wanted to, listening to the program, or maybe they just have always felt it's not good to throw these batteries away, James, what would you suggest? Would people write to their city, or they're in the United States, their congressman, to suggest that focus be given here and programs, even legislation to require the collection of these batteries? What do you think is the best thing for an individual to do? Usually we feel like we're helpless and can do nothing, but what are your thoughts there?
Well, you know, in a material that is generated mostly by households, the burden falls on the household owners to the problem falls right on your lap, so to speak. So individually, I mean, there are a couple of options. If someone wishes to recycle their material, they can check with their local municipality to see if they accept batteries and drop them off, usually with their other characteristic or dangerous wastes, where you would take them in from your municipality. Avoid dumping any solvents down the drain or, you know, pitching your paint in the trash or anything like that, where you would take those materials off, and some of them will accept batteries. Some retail sites do accept them back. Some of the big box stores, you can check with their website or with the Call to Recycle website or our website about where collection opportunities are available for people to drop off their batteries so that they can be properly recycled. There's been, it's interesting that you brought up the history of recycling and these established, back in the day when you put out your blue box on the curb, there were some great materials in there for some established industries. You had your newspaper, which was of value, which was put in and remanufactured into new newspaper. You had aluminum pop cans, which had value, ready value that people coveted and wanted that could be returned back into aluminum and back into new containers. You had tin, which was also tin cans, which are also readily recyclable. And you think about how these waste materials have changed and what you now put out at the curb, a lot of different types of materials, a lot of different types of plastics, and a shift away from these valued commodities that used to sustain themselves with respect to recycling. So you run into the challenge, when we're talking about funding, not just with batteries, but with other materials of low value. How do you keep them out of the landfill, and how do you recycle them effectively? And that is really a very difficult question that a lot of places are grappling with now, particularly state and provincial legislation, regarding these issues and how to deal with these problems and the evolution of our waste materials. Particularly with batteries, there's the development of the lithium-ion batteries, which are really the up-and-coming new growing and fast-growing technology that's becoming more widely used, both in vehicles as well as in the house, for your electronics, like your laptops and your cell phones and things along those lines. And, they're working on, trying to get these materials, back in, as you pointed out, for reuse, because they do contain valuable constituents and do cause problems when they're not recycled properly. So definitely a series of challenges when you're looking at these things and how they be managed. There are a couple of states that have enacted battery legislation. I believe Vermont is one. I believe Connecticut's the other, to collect and recycle batteries. Other states are looking at these program materials and collection. I believe they're looking at collection for the lithium ions to make sure the car batteries that are going to be generated, when these electric vehicles come to end of life at some point, are going to be managed properly, as well as, the growing use of these lithium ions. I'll tell you, you go out to your shed 10 years ago and you'd have your gas-powered weed whacker and your gas-powered lawnmower and your gas-powered chainsaw and now you step out and a lot of those, when you go to the store are all electric replacements. So, you can just see as a consumer the growth of these industries and the opportunities out there to make sure that we can collect these materials effectively and reuse those resources is so incredibly important. As you pointed out, in the steel industry, you know, without proper collection and recovery of those steel materials, we would be at a shortfall for what's needed to be used in the world today. And, you know, to touch on your point about environmental efficiency, just think of the difference between mining out iron ore, refining that ore, freighting it to a steel mill, refining it, and adding all of the other necessary materials to it to make finished grade steel, as opposed to taking a piece of already used steel and putting it in the furnace and coming out with the same product. So just as from an environmental standpoint, you can see the differences and efficiencies with some of these operations and how these things are done, and the benefits that the right proper way of recycling these materials provides benefit to the planet. And really, you know, these types of established recycling loops or closed loop systems is what they're termed, you know, show a lot of benefit with respect to other materials, and is really kind of shaping the model or the way of thinking on other wastes, you know, trying to mirror these types of systems so that when you're done with the material, those resources do get extracted and reused in a beneficial way and reintroduced, instead of depleting natural resources and filling landfills, I think, is the ultimate goal and, you know, the direction where we're headed. And even with inert materials, you see now with the controversy with the materials about plastics and other things too as well. I mean, really the philosophy must be, you know, for any materials where we can avoid it, putting things in landfill where they don't need to be, regardless of their, you know, whether they're hazardous to the environment or not. I think the ultimate goal in, you know, the greater thing of, you know, looking at things like carbon emissions and resource recovery, these are the types of models we have to mirror towards, you know, to provide the best environmental benefit for everybody.
Well, sure, James. If you think of the, you know, the highly recyclable and collected materials such as steel, such as car batteries, because right, they're of value, and that lead is 100% or very close to recoverable, over 99% of all car batteries sold are collected and recycled, so that's great. Same with steel scrap, metal steel scrap or aluminum or copper, because of the value and the need, the collection rate's very, very high. In the steel industry, James, the industry generally has shifted from basic integrated steel making and blast furnaces. They still exist, but the big growth has been in electric furnace steel mills. They're cheaper to build, they're cheaper to operate, they're way more environmentally efficient, more energy efficient, and they run on 100% scrap feed. They don't use ore or mined materials. It's 100% scrap. So you can see the successes in those industries. Paper, for the most part, paper would be another one. Just imagine all this material we see out at the curbside weekly, James, right, and how the shift has been made here in Canada. You're allowed any number of bags of recyclables, but only one bag of garbage. And right, the country's made the shift pretty well. I mean, just imagine that paper if it weren't, and cardboard if it weren't recycled. No wonder right, we filled up landfills and incinerators as we did in the past, and nobody wants them in your backyard anymore. So you're right, recycling's the way, but it's a very complex industry, isn't it, James?
Absolutely, and you just take a look around your home and look at all of the materials that you generate as waste per year, and each one of those is an individual item requiring a specialized process to properly recycle and manage and to do it efficiently. So, I mean, it's an incredible challenge, you know, that we're faced with this century, that certainly, you know, my parents' generation wasn't even aware of, and that we're becoming, you know, rapidly more aware of as time progresses on. So, you know, fortunately, you know, I'm blessed to be in such an industry where we've got some great minds looking at this stuff and some great producers looking at, you know, finding solutions to these to these problems and providing environmental outcomes and finding solutions that are cost effective for everybody while maintaining the environment. So it's incredibly fulfilling place to be or sector to work in, and I would encourage any young people on the up and come that are science or technology minded to consider the environmental and recycling industry as part of a career choice, because I think that there's a bright future there.
I agree there, James. And if anybody's interested in learning more about your company, is that rawmaterials.com, or what is the website address, James?
Yeah, so the website address is rawmaterials.com. There's lots of information on what we do and also information on some of our collection programs that are available mostly in Canada. But we do receive material from all over the world. So we have a facility in Buffalo, New York, where we accept waste at our facility, or universal waste is what they're termed there, at our facility for proper collection and recycling for our U.S. commercial clients. And then as well as our facility in Port Colborne, Ontario, for our Canadian-based clients.
It's great, James. And you know what just struck me while you were speaking a few minutes ago? So Ontario has a population of some 14-plus million people, and your company does all of the single-use batteries, recycles them all, and recycles 50% of what's generated. So just imagine California, for example, where there's apparently 50 million people just in that state, which is very tiny compared to Ontario, geographically speaking, and landmass. My goodness, if they were all collected, there would be hundreds of truckloads of household batteries in California. I think your company, James, does it's unbelievable, really, but closing on to 10,000 tons a year of batteries. And when I think of those little batteries and that a car weighs between a ton and a ton and a half, did you ever figure how many million batteries you do in a week or a month or a year, James?
I lost count a little while ago, but we certainly do thousands of tons, to your point, of materials that we're able to successfully collect and recycle. And part of the ability and the important things to this is these emerging sciences. Our technology was a new technology. Nobody tried this before in the world successfully before us. And it really took a lot of work. We worked very closely with the agricultural manufacturers and the industry and developed our recycling system to tailor-make products that they could use in their plants to produce beneficial products. So it was really a story of a lot of work, but a very good and successful story. Now, there's similar technology popping up in other locations around the world, nothing to the extent and success of ours yet. But it's interesting to see, the gravity and the look for this, because there was really a need in the world when you're collecting these batteries. Again, a lot of them are these types of alkaline or zinc-based batteries, and there was really a need for better management or better technology. Previously, a lot of these batteries went into zinc furnaces, where only a small portion of the zinc was recovered and maybe some of the steel, and more than half of the battery ended up in slag or rock material, whereas our material go back and are recycled both into the technical cycle, which is the steel portion, which we talked about earlier, as well as in the nutrient cycle, which is the other widely ranged sustainable recycling alternative to the technical cycle, which is back into the nutrient cycle or back into the way that nature intended to use these materials.
Yeah, when you mentioned Connecticut and Vermont, two small states in terms of population, just think of the difference, James, if four of the big populated U.S. states, like California, I guess, is the biggest, New York and Florida, Texas, what a difference if in the tons generated in California compared to Connecticut or Vermont or any of the other big states, New York State, Florida, Texas. And when we think that so hundreds of full transport loads of spent cells via our kitchen catchers and garbage cans go into landfills every year, and not being recovered, the valuable ingredients not being recovered, and on the other hand, you know, potentially suffering pollution because of it. So it's, you know, I think both sides of the coin are very important. It can't just be about money. I mean, we've decided that we cannot dump oil and chemicals and waste into our lakes and rivers. We did for a long time. I mean, the Lake Erie here where I live was very polluted until the early 1970s when we stopped those kinds of practices. And so there is that side of it, too. And kudos to you, James, for all your good work, and keep it up. And I hope you just have growing success, because I think it's important for us all. So thanks for joining us today. I know you're a busy man. Your time's very much appreciated. And all the best to you, James.
Oh, yeah, just one thing I wanted to add, Wayne, you know, with respect to the Strauss Liner products, we've been offering those products to our employees for over 10 years and very satisfied. I'm a personal user, very beneficial to me and my personal health. So we just thought it was a great opportunity to make this accessible, and our employees love it, and a lot of them use the products.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, James. I know that that you do yourself, and that's great to hear. And, you know, I hope you continue that as well. But keep up the good work, James, and thanks again for joining us today on the Power Hour. Very informative, very interesting, and I think it's given folks something to think about, and hopefully it all just turns out for the better from here.
Very good. Have a great day.
You too. Folks, that's James Ewells, president of Raw Materials Company, a world-leading recycler of consumer and household batteries. Appreciate James being with us today, and I hope it's given everyone a bit of things to think about, and maybe think twice before you throw those batteries away, and find in your state or city or town a place that you can drop them off. The program in Ontario, I see James Company sites all over at retailers and whatnot, and very successful. Ontario residents have been pretty good so far at returning over 50% of their spent batteries, and it makes a difference. That when I think of just Ontario with a population of 14,000 and thousands of tons of batteries not being disposed of, but rather safely recycled, it's a good thing. So back to Power Hour, Power Mall items, folks. I'd just like to remind you again, a site-wide sale. Everything is 10% off at the Power Mall, and they so much appreciate your support. It's the reason that the radio program's able to carry on, and great hosts like Daniel and some of the great guests that he has on the program, Catherine, their mom Jay, and family. It's really a family affair, this business, and their hearts are certainly in it. There's no question about that, and they just love helping people, and every time a good product goes out to someone, it's, there's good personal rewards for them all that that someone's going to do better or be helped. So thank you for your business at the Power Mall. As I said, the other promotion, and this is just a great thing, I believe the Power Hour, Power Mall people are doing, is that with every large bottle of Strauss Heart Drops till the end of May, you get a free bottle of either Tranquil or REM Sleep, and I would urge you to try them or someone who might need them that you know, a loved one. Great product, safe, natural. And they work. You know, you based on the studies that I've been involved in, you will not be disappointed. The same with the Heart Drops, and of course all the Strauss products, your satisfaction is guaranteed, so you can't be duped or cheated for your money. You can't be dissatisfied and have spent your money and been unhappy, and you are safe. So great products, folks. Consider daily supplements as well. We talk about this all the time. Drink enough water. Get some fresh air, get some exercise of some kind, even just a stroll, a dig in the garden, sweep in the veranda. All movement is good. You're meant to move and use all your limbs. and just the best way to stay healthy. Power Mall also sells great vitamin supplements, great minerals. I would urge you to consider those these days. It's never been a more important time. The other Strauss products are really incredible products in my experience over more than 20 years now. The bladder, the prostate, the kidney blood pressure, and the CardioCom. Boy, these are top of the line original formulas by the Strauss family created generations ago, and tried and true, guaranteed satisfaction, guaranteed safety. And if you don't get the results that you're expecting, you will just get reimbursed your money. So consider that maintenance, folks. Even if you don't have an issue you're dealing with today, it's a very good thing to do preventative maintenance, just as we do in our homes and furnaces and cars and tractors. Otherwise, they will break down on us. And our bodies, as incredible machines as we are, just an incredible creation, the human body, we must maintain it as well with enough rest, with enough good food, you know, we need to maintain a healthy lifestyle to stay healthy. It's much easier to prevent and stave off harm than it is to fight it after you've fallen ill. My pleasure to be with you again today, folks. I will just be on this first hour. I thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your support for the Power Mall. I wish you the best of health, and look forward to the next time. So God bless, stay well, and until then, have a great day.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.